course Mario was going to get review bombed. Honestly, if you didn't see it coming, I hate to break it to you, but you got to understand that the world of essentially access media, as well as Hollywood in general, is not as nuanced as you think or how they want you to believe, but far more ridiculously stagnant. One of the reasons why the Marvel movies suck so hard now, when like hell everything that's going on with Disney and how the fact they're losing money, you have a bunch of people who are just outwardly ridiculous and stuck in their ways. And ironically enough, they essentially hated the old guard because they were exactly the same. But now the new guard is doing the same shit. It's just that their values and their views are different. So they're pulling these fuckeries whenever it comes towards reviews, movies, criticisms, and things like that. So the main thing, no matter what, you always have to remember this. Chris Pratt has an asterisk next to his name as far as these people are concerned, simply because he is a devout Christian. That's it. He's an openly devout Christian, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Like, honestly, I generally find it refreshing that he is so passionate towards his religion rather than other people who essentially kind of hide behind it only when it's necessary and don't truly not worship, but cherish, you know, the values that they were taught with their religion. I generally am pleased whenever people bring it up and they talk about it in the sense of a positive aspect, because that's how it should be. It shouldn't be something of mine is good, yours is bad, but just more so like, hey, this is something that I do that makes me happy, and you're welcome to understand it and enjoy my content regardless, or move the fuck on. You don't hear anyone complain about the fact that we have a multitude of fucking like Muslims or Hindu people who are now in movies, essentially, who wouldn't follow whatever religion these crazy people are wanting to be attached to. And essentially, that might have even stricter rules and guidelines than that which you would you villainize Christianity for. They don't do that. I mean, hell, there's a fucking movie coming out soon that's about this Indian girl who wants to be a stuntman and helping her cousin or sister or something like that. And I already know for a fact the movie's going to be a piece of shit, but no one's going after them, you know? And it's like, hell, I don't even know if they essentially abide by anything like Hindu or something like that. But still, the fact remains that is essentially where we are when it comes to these people. Now, ironically, it has been proven that essentially this, and it should be classified as woke nonsense. This woke nonsense comes with a, I don't know if you can hear the dog barking in the back, but there's kids fucking around with a dog in my apartment complex, but it's just funny. But this woke nonsense essentially comes from this mindset that, hey, you either think like me or you should be damned, right? And then even if you do decide to think like them, let's say you say one thing out of pocket, like J.K. Rowling did, and then you're immediately classified as an enemy forever and they want your blood. So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, because you have to be exactly like these people in every way, shape, or form, or you will be forever destroyed by them and hated by them, which is typically the only route that you can take. But again, ironically, this shit doesn't work. It does not make money. We have an abundance of movies that have proven recently, like very recently, you have the John Wick movie. I think that's the only one I can think. You have the John Wick movie, and then you compare that to the Ant-Man and the Shazam movie, where it's a movie that essentially was made for the people who enjoy it, made to cater to the group of people who would enjoy the content. And then essentially they gave you an abundance of that content that was fulfilling and honestly not stupid. And bam, it made fucking money. So you then take that into something like where Ant-Man, where it didn't have an abundance of what it is that people wanted. It changed up shit, gave you a Mary Sue character, did the whole man bad thing, did the whole women know all type of bullshit. It just had terrible CGI, terrible effects, didn't follow the lore or anything like that. And then it's like, bam, you got yourself one of the a movie that literally lost money. And it goes to show exactly what it is that's happening. We are now in an age where people are done with the bullshit. You can't really scoop past this anymore. You're not making any fucking money. Like, you, they're canceling shows and movies and cartoons and whatnot because of the fact that essentially it's trying to follow a motif of wokeness that essentially is not catering to any particular group that wants to enjoy it or look at it. Like, Netflix has canceled so many animated movies. HBO has canceled so many animated content. And it's like, for what? And it's like, well, because no one wants to fucking watch it. Now, you could sit there and argue about Velma, but if you don't know anything about essentially animation or contracts, they already signed on 2 seasons for Velma prior, before the like the initial release of the first season. And this was something that was in the works years ago. Same thing for the upcoming Flintstones reboot that they're doing with Emily, Elizabeth Banks. And she's going to be Pebbles, and essentially it's going to be this, you know, and if you know anything about Elizabeth Banks, you know, like, yeah, she's going to be this fast-talking working girl who don't need no man. Fred's going to be a bumbling fucking idiot, but, like, she's better than her dad, something stupid like that. And you see that essentially, like, that was announced and talked about fucking years ago. I talked about that in, like, an old podcast episode like that, like, when it was announced, and that was, like, it was... damn near before COVID, I believe. I'm pretty sure I'm mistaken, but, like, I just want to say that. But it's weird that essentially you have this influx of review bombing and people are kind of approaching this as if, like, you know, like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, it's a new thing. Like, how could they do this? But it's that one thing of Chris Pratt having an asterisk next to his name. But it's the other thing of essentially these people not understanding content, which is why they are so lost when it comes to creating content, you know? And it's like, who exactly are you making these movies for and who are you catering to? Hell, the Dungeons and Dragons movie came out and it was okay. It wasn't a bad movie, it was okay. But you had a plethora of people go out into the marketing constantly talking about shit that didn't make any goddamn sense, whether it was they're demasculating men, male characters, essentially you had girl bosses and whatnot, you got a bunch of women being stronger than the man and whatnot, and it's like, none of that shit was actually in the movie. If anything, you just had a pessimistic wizard that was just really fucking annoying and doing simp shit. But other than that, and I say the opposition of that, which I enjoyed, was Chris Pratt essentially being the person who literally was the only one who believed in the pessimistic sorcerer, wizard or whatever. And I actually like that aspect where he was like the only one being like, dude, you could do it. And he's like, no, I can't. And he's like, yes, you can. And it's like, and like, that's their relationship. And I enjoyed that. But it really is like, it's like you pull a mirror up to Hollywood and then you understand. It's like, man, all you're looking at is bullshit. And it's like, hey, bullshit. Do you know what you look like? Bullshit. Exactly. So, like, what is it on Rotten Tomatoes? Like, Mario has like a 50 something percent from the critic rating, but it's like a 90 something percent from the audience score. And it's like, it's a video game movie. So already it's throwing a curveball, because unless you understand or get the video game itself, then you're probably going to miss a lot of the nuances or the nostalgia that comes up that essentially is like little Easter eggs and whatnot from people who enjoy and play the games to actually see into the movie. Similar to the Sonic movie, I would imagine that they would basically try to touch bases on where they're not copying an actual game storyline or the game storyline, but more so doing something that just appeases everyone, you know, new audience, old audience, it doesn't matter. Hell, their Super Bowl ad was their old TV show rap beat done. And if you know anything about Super Mario Brothers, show, they used to come on fucking PAX of all things back in the day. Then it's like, yeah, then, you know, you just got tickled with that. But this is Illumination, who has been knocking it out of the park with making these good movies, especially animated movies as of late, has been huge, conflict against Disney, whom has always had Rotten Tomatoes chill out for their movies. I mean, Rotten Tomatoes gave like perfect scores all over the board to Captain Marvel. And we all know how terrible that movie is. While as, you know, Illumination, Disney's competitor, just dropped a movie and they recently made like $1 billion consistently with their Despicable Me franchise. And that, you know, Despicable Me franchise includes the Minions movies as well. But they have been raking in the money ever since they've been making those damn movies. And yet, you know, Disney has been working at a loss, but their movies keep getting these high score ratings. Is there an is there a conspiracy going on? Fucking yes. I've personally stated multiple times, do not use the rating system from these websites. IMDb is owned by Amazon. Rotten Tomatoes is basically owned by Disney. And you got fucking, what's another one? What's another rating thing that people use? IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes. I know I'm missing. Well, I'm thinking of Metacritic, but that's for video games. But I think Metacritic works for movies as well. I don't know. But Metacritic as well, who basically kind of got like IGN in their back pocket. And IGN don't play video games, so that just makes it even more retarded. But... But you understand what I'm saying is that these people will always try to justify their stupidity with more stupidity. You know, and it's like you have a bunch of people who essentially will claim that they like this movie simply because this movie is an advocate for this problem, this voice, or this group of marginalized people and whatnot. And yet they'll go, and then yet when you ask them, what's the story? Are the characters likable? Was it entertaining? Did you have fun? Is it a memorable movie? They have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. But if it's a movie that they don't like, oh, by all means, the story was weak. The characters were bad. The girl was being a girl. The boy was being a boy. Where's the trans? Where's the black? I don't know. And it's like, that is actually how you should criticize a movie. That is what a critique should be. Yet you're not, you're working backwards, right? You gush and rave and rant whenever all positive all across the boards when it's something that ideology when your ideology of the movie and yourself meet. But if it's something that essentially does not hit that bone or that nail on the head at any point in time, oh fuck it, like I could care less about what Mario has to do. How dare it have nostalgias and Easter eggs and winks and nods at fans when I'm not a fan? How dare it? How dare it do that in a movie when it's its first movie after years for being known for having one of the worst video game adaptation movies of all time connected to its brand? How dare it do that? Me personally, I'm going to the theaters to see it tomorrow. I'm right after work. I'm gonna go see it. And I have no qualms of doing that. I'm not even a super fan of Mario, but I did grow up with the character. I'm a gamer. I'm a true gamer, right? So it's like, I know the character. My life has had no choice but to be involved with the character. I played Super Mario 64, played Super Mario Sunshine, played Mario Party, played Mario Kart. Done know about the fucking character. He's the most famous video game character of all time, right? And they're making a movie about him. I would have opted for someone to at least criticize, hey, whether or not this stacks up in comparison to the Sonic movie. Is this something that it generally will be as entertaining as that movie was? Is it similar to the Ratchet and Clank movie, which is another video game movie that was made? But the Ratchet and Clank movie was essentially that new renewed original video game cutscene, and they just strung that together and they put that in theaters and they made that a movie. I went to the theaters to see that movie. It was watchable, but it wasn't enjoyable. I did not like it. While as when I played the revamped original game, that was actually far more fun and entertaining than actually watching the movie. And that was like a to me, a fair criticism about said movie. But generally speaking, it was like, I would have preferred or would have liked if someone would have said that. While as you get, like, there's goofy ass reviews about this shit where people are talking about either the politics behind it, this being something that YouTubers can talk about, or it's something where basically you're going to get, what was the quote? It's just going to be used for videos where people bring up 100 different Easter eggs that were shown in the movie that will just get spammed on your YouTube feed. Hate to break it to you, but YouTube, the only people who do that is fucking Screen Rant and CBR, and they fucking suck. And the thing is that YouTube's punk-ass algorithm will just shill that out to you constantly if you happen to look up anything Mario-related or comic book-related, because they do it for all their fucking movies. But that does not mean that that's something that every YouTuber is a part of. But again, because you're going to see it a bunch of times because of YouTube bullshit algorithm, you're going to sit there and assume this is the only thing people want to look at. It's not. It's just what YouTube is forcing down your throat. It's the same thing with like the fucking the late night shows being constantly put into your feed when it's like, nigga, I'm not watching these. But that's just what it is. So, like I said, I'm not surprised that it got review bombed before it even had a chance to do anything. Because Chris Pratt, because video games, because this is Illumination and it's not Disney. And yet, the fact that so many other people are like shocked and awe that this happened is just really confusing to me. But also, I just need to reiterate, you do not need the validation from those sites in order for you to confirm whether or not you want to go see a movie. Fuck Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb. They, to me, have no value whatsoever over my interpretation of a movie or a TV show. I watch it myself. Hell, even if it's something that I don't like, if it's a movie, I see it all the way through. Or if it's just generally that bad and it's like, yo, it's worthy of getting up and walking the fuck away. I have yet to see a movie that was that bad. But and I was like, I'm a completionist when it comes to movies. But still, and it was like, you have to be that bad to make me want to do that. But it's like, you just sit down and watch it and then you give your criticism about it. It's good to learn from the bad and the good. That way, if you're just struck with good, then it's from a creative standpoint. I don't really want to get into it, but that's from someone who's a creative to understand that. Yeah, watch bad things as well as good things. Don't just always watch good things. But or read, yeah, for those out there who still happen to read books. I'm pulling with you. We're a dying breed. Damn flashing lights and moving pictures. There's damn kids out there with their peanut brittle and snickerdoodles. But this is to me, this is silly. This is incredibly silly, and it's just sad that this is the state that we're in. But luckily, like I said, luckily we're in an age where that way of thinking it's slow. But it is dying out, not in terms of like getting rid of the people's mindset towards it, but in fact, that having some type of effect over people giving money to that which actually entertains them. People who sit there and be like, you know, the Rotten Tomatoes score gave it this. And it's like, you have so many more people going, what the fuck does that mean? This is a movie I want to see. But the Rotten Tomatoes score, who cares? It's certified rotten. It's certified fresh. And it's like, that doesn't fucking matter. If I want to see the movie, I'm going to go see the movie. But the movie has to have me want to see it. Remember when I talked about the indie movie earlier? And it was like, remember when I brought up an indie movie with the girl wanted to be a stunt? You don't remember? I swear to God, I talked about it. I swear, that was a foreshadowing. I don't want to see that movie. There's nothing in that movie that I want to see. The action in it looks just pathetic. There are far better Indian movies that are actually straight up just purely Indian movies that seemed far more enjoyable. What is it? RRR or Triple R? I would say RRR because yar. But it was like those movies actually seem interesting. But the one with the girl wants to be a stunt double, I was like, this just looks fucking bad and like a lot of wire movement. It reminded me a lot of the DOA movie. If you're listening, my buddy AP, I'm so glad I got you that present. Are you watching it? Will you watch it? He loves the DOA movie. You might know him. He's a known fighting game player. Go by Lucky Loops. And he at first it was Isle in Paris and it was Lucky Loops, big in the DOA scene. But he loves the DOA movie. So if you ever get a chance, definitely talk to him about it. Ask him about it. He just loves that movie. God, does he love that movie. Ratings and scores be damned. He just loves that DOA movie. But please send him copies of it too, if you can, because I think the copy that I bought him is worn out. So yeah, definitely do that. But that just further shows that, hey, you know, despite the fact that everyone in the world thinks that that movie is a crock of shit, doesn't change the fact that he loves it. So yeah, just keep that mindset and that energy and that ideal, that constant need to just want to enjoy entertainment the way how you want to enjoy it, and then completely remove yourselves from the naysayers and the people who are telling you, this is bad because I don't like it, rather than this is bad because it's bad. And the sooner you do that, the sooner we could probably get some good content or a really good live-action Spider-Man movie, God willing. But that'd be it. But that, you know, that's be a long time before some shit like that happens. All right, this has been another episode of Fun Flame. I've been your Dane Flame, and as always, good people. I'll be at